There are times when I disagree with God, and I'm sure you've had those too. When God is leading you to a place, and you think that you are smarter than God. So let's settle a couple things first and foremost. There's you, and there's God. When you look at the person of God, He is God. He is eternal. He is omniscient. He is all-powerful. His realm extends far beyond anything that you can see. The world that we live in took place through God and by God. He has the ability to create, and He did. In addition to that, He has the ability and the absolute right to make these decisions. His decisions are made in righteousness and holiness. God is without sin. You really need to understand this. Why? Because we are not God. We are not omniscient. We are driven by impulses. We are driven by sin that resides in us. We are driven by our own personal desires. And here is a truth you need to understand. We lack the ability to actually see the future or create the future. Our decisions are made upon the moment. And even if you make a plan, it is so, so short-sighted. So please understand this as we look at Scripture. Jesus Christ was heading to Jerusalem. The disciples and the crowds were expecting a king to be crowned. They were expecting the Messiah to overthrow the Roman government. They were expecting what they had in their minds. And as Jesus Christ approached Jerusalem and told them what the kingdom would be like, it shattered some of their dreams, especially Judas. Judas, in my opinion, wanted to reign with Christ in power in this new kingdom on earth. So as we look at the Scriptures, keep this in mind. Now the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, which is called the Passover, was approaching. The chief priests and the scribes were seeking how they might put Jesus to death, for they were afraid of the people. And Satan entered into Judas, who was called Iscariot, belonging to a number of the 12. And Judas went away and discussed with the chief priest and officers how he might betray him to them. And they were glad and agreed to give him money. So he consented and began seeking a good opportunity to betray Jesus to them apart from the crowd. Now, from my perspective, I believe that when you receive Christ into your life, that you also receive the Holy Spirit, and that demons cannot possess you or enter into you. nor can Satan enter into you or possess you. But Judas had not received the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit doesn't come until the book of Acts, after the crucifixion of Christ. Now, demons and Satan can influence Christians. So please keep this in mind as we look at this. First of all, you are to walk with Christ wherever he goes. In the scriptures, we see Christ walking to Jerusalem. Now, the path that God is walking with you today, are you arguing with him? Is it not what you thought it would be? Is the kingdom of God something that you disagree with? Because that's what happened to Judas. It wasn't going to be as he thought it would be. It was not going to magnify him. You see, when you walk with God, it's a path of righteousness and holiness. And the perspective you need to understand today is eternal versus the moment. In the moment, you might disagree with God. And what can happen? The word is this: betray. Do you understand that? Said, and Judas went away and discussed with the chief priests and officers how he might betray Jesus to them. And they were glad and agreed to give him money. So he consented and began seeking a good opportunity to betray him to them apart from the crowd. I think that's one of the scariest scriptures that I know of. The reason being this: our nature is sinful and selfish. And if we don't get what we think is right, it's our nature to turn our back to God. And it's one thing to turn your back on God, but it's another thing to seek how to betray him. Oh, my child, don't do that. God is taking you to a place that is so beautiful and so perfect and so wonderful that you can't even comprehend it unless you have faith. Verse 3 says, and Satan entered in to Judas. It's more important to be led by Christ rather than the lust of the world or demons or demonic influences or Satan. And there is a battle over you. Now, God is God, and you are you. But God has chosen to walk with you, to guide you, and he has chosen to give you a purpose in his kingdom. Don't disagree with God today. humble yourselves. Be obedient to his leading, and you will see the glory of his kingdom. Father, take your child today and give them a heart of humility and worship, that as they look at God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, they will rejoice in who you are, Father. Father, don't let us ever betray you. Let us see your kingdom and your power, and let us see it today by our obedience. Amen.